This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
It's Ken Barkley and Chris Ronji on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
Huh? Oh, I think we determined yesterday that it was Don't Stop, right?
You may have determined it. In my heart, it will forever be Stove Top.
Yeah. Well, you're the one who said
it. Rick just likes doing that sound effect. That's all I just want to do.
Is that part of the song?
Oh yeah, it's like the bridge, and then we go to, then we turn it over again. So
that is some bridge.
5, 6, 7, 8.
I think you might be right. I think that is Stovetop.
Yeah, no, it's Stovetop. Make no mistake. Yeah.
Hey, is there some sort of open for this thing, like a pre-produced thing that I forgot yesterday, or do I just
what,
do
Stove
we just
Top?
You know, I mean, this rationale of me.
The rationale of Ranji. Didn't you toss to it yesterday? I'm pretty sure you tossed to it. Rick, we did it on the show, right? You actually just tossed to it.
Yeah. All right, well, let's go to the pre-produced thing that Rick worked really hard on.
It's time to dive into the MLB futures market with none other than Chris Ranji.
For a lot of the fans that may not have heard of you or don't know much about Ryan Buckfitch, what kind of pitcher are you?
Right-handed.
Ranji's a bit of a weird guy.
You've probably been on a plane where you don't get penis on that particular day. They're not handing them out. That's because somebody on the plane has a severe allergy. It's really horrible.
But he sure does know his baseball.
All right, obviously this team is not where you want it to be this season in...
You think?
Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure.
It's the rationale of Ranji on You Better You Bet.
Peanuts. On an airplane.
Peanuts.
People
on
have
an airplane.
Peanut allergies.
Yeah, some people have nut allergies. You know, it's the way it goes. It's tough.
Just
one.
Horrible. Yeah, the nut
you think?
Allergy.
Yeah, so it's kind of a rough season. You think? You think?
Yeah, that. Oh, Don Cooper. New York guy, by the way. He grew up, I forgot what, you're in New York, Ken?
No, I'm in Connecticut. No? I grew up in Massachusetts, too. So I kind of stay away from New York City most of the time.
Ah, okay, close enough. Yeah. But, he's from there. He went to a small college out there. And then sometimes he had, as I told you yesterday, he could get the ass. Speaking of New York.
The right-handed. The pitcher. What was the name of that pitcher again?
Oh, Ryan Buckfitch. He was a reliever who got called up, and he didn't play very long.
What would you like people to know about you?
Well,
right-handed?
I mean, yes, you are right-handed.
Yes.
That's correct. But
you were trying to have him write the column for you, basically. Write the column for me.
Well, I wasn't writing. It was just a straight interview that was going on the pregame show, and what I wanted was him to say, Hey, I, you know, I'm a fastball slider guy, or my curveball's 12 to 6, or, you know, go into that. Like, give me some detail about his repertoire, but that's not what he did. He chose to tell me what hand he threw with. So, hey, thank you for that.
Every little detail counts. Maybe people thought he was left-handed.
Well, speaking of left-handers, Gerrit Cole, and I want to touch on Gerrit Cole again, because we talked about him yesterday a little bit. And then the reason I brought him up in the rationale yesterday.
Okay.
What you didn't like my
the segue of speaking of center fielders, Lance Lynn. Yeah.
Right. Well, I did that with Pablo Ozuna. I told you that story, right? I
called him. Oh, you definitely did. Yep.
That's So the right-hander, so Gerrit Cole.
Which market? So we're doing AL Cy Young here. That's the market.
Yeah, I'm going to go back to AL Cy Young after the COVID diagnosis yesterday. And what I said was, look, he's no longer the favorite. Lance Lynn is the favorite in the American League to win the Cy Young. And on a selfish level, because I spent so much time with the White Sox, I would love to see Lance Lynn win the Cy Young award. I think it'd be a really cool thing. I don't think Lance Lynn is going to win the Cy Young, despite the fact he is favored right now. And if you look at the numbers, he is at minus 150 to win the award. Yesterday, Gerrit Cole, before the COVID diagnosis, and he's going to miss a little bit of time. We don't know exactly how long it's going to be. Cole was at plus 180 to win the Cy Young. I'm even more on board with him now because that number has dropped to plus 250. Unless they know something we don't, and he's going to be out for like a month or maybe even longer, I am still willing. In fact, I might even be more willing to put something behind Gerrit Cole being second in line to win this award. I don't think it's going to be Carlos Rodon, who's right now at 4-1. I mentioned his innings limit yesterday. I don't know if he's got a limit, but I think he could hit a wall because he hasn't thrown a lot in the last couple of years. And Robbie Ray at 30-1 is such a long shot. I just don't think there's anything there. There's not enough season for him to make up that ground. But Gerrit Cole, for me, I still do very much like him, and I like him now even more that it's a plus 250.
Okay. I know Eli has a Lance Lynn ticket. Maybe we can bring him on in a minute as well. And he can kind of push back against that. I will say, if I try to unpack the rationale here, of the rationale of Ranji.
Sure.
In my experience, and this is just my experience with award markets, we did a little bit on this yesterday, not with Cole. Who did we do this with? DeGrom.
NL MVP, Tats. Or it was DeGrom. Yeah.
DeGrom. Well, it was DeGrom and Tatis. It was them together. You're absolutely right, Eli. It was sort of both of them together. Usually the valuable bet, so like when someone gets hurt or there's an announcement that a player is going to miss time, however amount of any kind of injury announcement for any reason, any missed time announcement. My point yesterday was that it takes, in awards markets more than any other market, it takes a lot of time for that market to actually adjust, when really it should be like an immediate thing. Like it should be like, that guy's out 3 months. Okay. Can't win. Like gone, 1,000,000 to 1, already gone. And the probabilities have to distribute somewhere else. Awards markets don't work like that. They're incredibly slow. And it's like almost like the market continues to hold out hope as a price slides that someone can come back and be effective. Like, well, maybe DeGrom could get back in it. You know, maybe LeBron could actually come back early from his injury and win MVP. Nah, he's not going to come back. It's actually a 0% chance. So in my experience, the valuable bet in almost all of those cases has been at some point very early on when the missed time announcement is made to bet other players. And what you're arguing here, which I think is interesting, and it's a COVID situation, so I think it's more open to interpretation, right? I think that can be the counter argument here. But your argument is basically like, no, in this singular case, this one time, you actually want to like wait for the slide to happen, which is happening with Gerrit Cole right now, and then play back against it rather than play with the momentum of like, he's going to miss time. We don't know how long it's going to be. Then maybe like if he has COVID, like the likelihood he comes back in the same condition while Lance Lynn is putting up quality starts. That's kind of interesting.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Is it, I guess my question would then be like, why now then? Like, if you like Cole, if you think Cole can win the Cy Young, why wouldn't you bet him like a week from now or 2 weeks? Or maybe that's kind of your plan, like wait for it to bottom out, right? Like wait for Lynn to start two more games and pitch really well. And then right before Cole comes back, like then hop in when he's like eight or something. Like, would that be a more advisable approach if you're in like the play Cole camp?
Yeah, I think the price is going in the right direction. And then there could be an overcorrection because it's COVID. But I think for me, it's a much different situation than a guy having a shoulder problem or some inflammation. I mean, if that's what we're talking about with Cole, I'm out. I'm out on him right now.
Right.
We're not talking about
like
an elbow.
His left arm has tightness or something. Then it's like, not interested.
Yep,
but if it's just
guys,
like precautions and rules, like he doesn't even have COVID, he's just out because of contact tracing or whatever it is.
Yep.
That's where it's interesting. Where do you think this? So let's say, what do you think the minimum amount of time he is out for is? Just speculation.
Minimum, it's probably the one start, maybe two.
So like a week or two, basically?
Yeah. So it's for me, and I don't know exactly what the protocols are or how many starts he's going to have to, or I'm sorry, how many tests he's going to have to take to prove he's no longer contagious. But I think that can be resolved within the time that it would take for him to miss one start. Or it's a matter of like 10 days. And if that's the case, then at most you're missing in the turn a couple of starts, but he could be eligible to come right back after that 10 days, and he hasn't missed a ton of time. So, and maybe the rest actually helps him a little bit.
Oh,
but then again,
put your first take hat on there a little bit. That was good.
Like, right?
Maybe Giannis's absence actually makes the Bucks better. That's coming up now.
Well,
I like that spin there. That was good.
Hey, well, think about it. For a starting pitcher, sometimes
absolutely.
It helps to late in the season. You know, we're into August now. It's going to get hot, and these guys would appreciate some time off if they can get it. Obviously, they would rather not lose him for any period of time because they're three games out of a wild card, and every game counts for them at the moment. But maybe, and if we're looking for silver lining here, if the COVID doesn't affect him too much, if he does have one of those milder cases or is asymptomatic or whatever, I think it could end up being a good thing for him in the long run. Nobody ever wants to get COVID ever because it can really, really
suck. I think
suck.
We should rename this segment Ranji's COVID Rationale.
Or like the rationale of pandemic diagnosis, basically, or something.
Yeah, right.
Like,
well, I mean, this is
there's a lot going on here. Yeah,
like I feel like people are backing out on him too quickly, and I just don't think you should do it. I think
I think that's a good argument, right? The backing out too quickly thing, because like you say, it's not like it's not elbow soreness, it's not a sprained wrist. He hasn't really missed any significant time yet this season, so it's not a DeGrom situation. It's like if we're trying to compare the two, that's not what this is.
Absolutely.
I think my point was just like, okay, like if I agree with you, then at some point there would be an opportunity to buy Gerrit Cole. And the argument here is like, there's going to be a time to buy Gerrit Cole. Like, look at what's happening. And I agree with that. We know he's at least going to be out, let's call it a week, 2 weeks. We know he's going to be out. This isn't a bet I would necessarily make today, I guess was my point.
You might wait a few days.
Right. As he sits, because this just at NBA, this is like my experience. Once the games actually start ticking off that he misses, that's when the market will be like, oh, okay, we'll move. So, you know, when he misses one start and it's a week from now or two starts and it's 10 days from now, the price is going to go up. Like he's not putting up game logs. He's not putting up quality starts that can be evaluated. Lynn would have to get hurt in order for that to not be the case. And so like, that's not really something you want to necessarily go to war with in terms of a betting standpoint. So like Lynn's going to be healthy putting up starts, even if they're like not even very good starts, like it's just quantity and numbers.
He's
so
one of those guys that will, if he's feeling something, Lance Lynn will push through it and pitch, and that could actually hurt his performance.
Okay, so maybe the philosophy is like a week from today or something. Maybe we have a little bit of a timetable of when Cole's going to come back. The price has escalated as a result of him not pitching, and everyone's kind of on board now that he's going to be out for a week or two. And then maybe that's the entry point, maybe waiting a little better there. Cause I actually see this argument and it does make a little bit of sense to me. I don't think Lance Lynn is like an insurmountable lead. I don't think he's like this insane Cy Young candidate that cannot be overtaken. I think it's more like, I wouldn't be in a rush to bet it, I guess would be my argument, as opposed to like, let the market do its work. Like, let it make Cole and take him and make him and, 10 to 1 and make him 8 to 1 and then let's come in and, like, see what happens. I guess that would be my argument.
I agree with you, but I also have this concern that the market could snap back very quickly. If Lynn has one start that's questionable, or we think Cole's coming back
that's
sooner
interesting.
Than later. You know
so
what I mean?
So if you think Lynn gives up like 8 earned in his next start and Cole's not pitching because he has COVID, your argument would be that Cole actually like gains on Lynn in the race.
Absolutely.
Basically, at that point, by not pitching. That's really interesting.
And the one start, I mean, you look at Cole and his last start against Tampa Bay, you can make the argument that it's against a division foe, so they know Cole pretty well, but his control still has been pretty inconsistent too.
Sure, but I feel like unless something's wrong with him physically beyond just being sick, which again we don't know how sick he is, if there's something wrong with him, then that's a concern for me. But if it's just a thing where the control wasn't there for a game, that does happen to starters, so I'm not that concerned about it. I am more concerned if I think a guy's hurt. Or if I think something is wrong with him, then that's when I like for Jacob DeGrom, as awesome as he had been this season, that first time he was feeling the shoulder thing. And then they're talking about his forearm's not feeling right. I was like, hey, I don't know about this guy at all. I want him to win a Cy Young. I want him to be healthy because there is not a pitcher in the game that's more exciting than he. Well, I don't know if exciting is the right word, but more impressive. There is nobody more impressive than Jacob DeGrom, but as soon as he started having shoulder and then forearm tightness, those are very, very bad signs for the long term. And it's unfortunate, but that's just kind of how it is with pitchers. Cole's case to me is completely different unless there is something we don't know about that is actually bothering him, a back, a shoulder, or something else. But as far as we know, that is not the case.
Yeah, so I think I agree with you where it's like, my position. So I think I understand everything you're saying. And I think I agree with
you. You're
most
just saying
of
wait a couple of days.
Yeah. I think I'm
wait
saying
a couple
like
of days, okay, maybe the price gets better.
When this story is announced, what is most likely to happen to the price? It's most likely to go up because everyone's going to go, oh no, now Lance Lynn is going to win the Cy Young Award and they're going to want to bet him. And that price is the price on Lance Lynn is going to go to -150 and -200, right, -250. Like that's going to happen in the next week. Like it's just going to happen. And yes, Lynn could get like killed in his next start and give up a million earned. I don't even know if that would make the price. It would maybe just make it stop as opposed to keep going. But like, I don't think Cole can gain when he's not pitching. So I think it's just for me, it's more like a wait and then take the approach. So I think you bring up a valuable betting opportunity down the road. Like, let's see what it is. Sure. If it's only 2 weeks, it's only a week. Let's let Lynn build what is perceived as a lead that maybe won't even really be a lead. And then maybe we want to come back in and like get a really good price on Garrett Cole when he only misses 10 days, when he only misses 2 weeks. I think that's like an interesting way of looking at it that like, you know, hey, set a timer a week from now. What's the price? 2 weeks from now, what's the price? Do we want to hop back in and take the guy that you think is undervalued? I think that is interesting.
And if you are concerned, like I would be, that maybe the price doesn't climb that much for him or, you know, go in the correct direction, you could get in on him now. And then if you really want to and you still believe on him, if that price does continue, then bet again.
Why
yeah,
wait when you could bet double?
He's going to win, then why the hell not do it? And I understand what you're saying. I think both approaches were pretty good with him because I do think there's going to be a snapback here. Cliff Floyd coming up next. We'll talk more baseball on You Better You Bet on BetQL.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.